Good morning, gentlemen. So in the first leaf, this is Parshas Bamidbar, right? Moshe gets the command, which is definitive, actually, for Sefer Midbar. It's, well, it's known as Sefer Misparim, numbers in English, right? See, it's Moshe's told. Suat Rosh called up in Israel Mishtam Levet Avotam, where you should take before you, right, uplift whatever it is, all the heads of Bnei Israel, Levet Avotam, Mishparshim, Lechazchal, Gulotam, write to every family with the names, each male, Mibane, Assum, Shanava, Mala, Koitis, Vav Israel, write anybody over 20, Pritiv Kutam, Litzotam, Tavaron. And you and Aaron should be counting them. And as we have here a command, the Mepharshim struggle with this command. Why was Moshe commanded to count them at this moment? Right, they had just recently been commanded, actually, right at the end of Kitisa. Why all of a sudden is Moshe commanded? This is something the Mepharshim struggle with. The Ramban, in formulating his answer, has a very interesting take on this count. He says there was something unique about the count that Moshe does here. The way the count worked is it wasn't like the average census works. The average census, we all know, works. You'll send a letter, you'll send a representative to a family, and the head of the household will write down how many members of the family. For anybody in the United States who's filled out a census form knows that's what it is. You get a letter from the Census Bureau, they ask you some questions, and they basically what they want to know is how many members live in this household. But instead, what the Rambam points out is in this case, it didn't work that way. Every single, Rambam claims that every single member of Bnei Israel went in front of Moshe. Moshe had to see every single person over 20 passing in front of him as he was counting them. And possibly, the Rambam says, that might be for strategic reasons. Maybe this is about an incoming war, and Moshe didn't see the army. But the Rambam says, there's another benefit to this. Every single individual of Bnei Israel got the chance to see Moshe. Right, there's a mutual benefit here. Moshe, right, the ultimate, the person who's somewhere between angel and man, everybody in Bnei Israel got to see him. At the same time, Moshe was also able to see everyone, and Rambam says, and ask for rachim, and ask for tefillah for each person. Moshe could invest in some way in each and every single individual in Bnei Israel. It's a really interesting idea that Rambam is pointing out there. Because when one looks at the number, 600,000, that's a big number, 600,000. We can't even imagine. You know, when you go to a sporting event, right, when I've gone to baseball games, the most I've ever seen together is 40,000 people, right? And that's amazing. Those of you who were in Meron last week, you saw about 250,000 people. But in that number, right, people can get lost. You all of a sudden become, when you think of yourselves that way, we're part of 600,000, you become a cog in a machine, a cog in the national identity. What the Ramban points out here is what was important for Bnei Israel to know, that as much as the numbers of 600,000 was important, as much as, you know, it comes. It's kind of the fruition of the promise given to Avram that would be kechol haShemayim, right? That would be like the stars in the heavens. Each individual always matters. A national identity, the national identity struggle would only be created by the focus, by the ability to focus on each individual. No one in this count should feel lost as just a number. That's something in our lives as we create communities and groups, right? And sometimes the community becomes the structure we work in, right? The campus community, what's called the young couples community, whatever community we're in at some point, but we should always remember that within that community, within that family unit, the individual always matters. The community at the end of the day is a sum of individuals, and we should always have to focus both on community needs and individual needs in our lives.